and gentlemen, for the past 2 hours, our country has been at war. The cities of New York, Boston, Philadelphia, and Washington, D.C. have been the targets of attacks without warning by German forces.
I've really done it this time. Let's talk about Turning Point, Fall of Liberty. Turning Point, Fall of Liberty is a FPS developed by Spark Unlimited, published by Codemasters for the PS3, 360, and PC. It was released in 2008 for North America, Europe, and Australia. The game takes place alternate history where Winston Churchill actually dies in 1931, 8 years before the start of World War II, presenting the possibility of what could happen. So it's like fantasy dream game where Nazi Germany invades in it's like the 1950s. So let's talk about this story. You play as a character named Dan Carson, following your harrowing escape from a skyscraper that you had been working on prior to the sudden attack. Carson joins up with the National Guard to set a perimeter around subway and rail systems to allow civilians to escape. After fighting the initial advances by the Germans on the perimeter, Carson is sent to assist American troops scattered across the city. Carson travels through recently abandoned stretch of subway tunnel, reaching a small factory where you're able to destroy one of the Zeppelins that are harassing you the whole time, and escape on board one of the evacuation trains. Unfortunately, it turns out that things have gotten much worse in the U.S. because the Germans are now, they've overrun Washington, D.C., and it forces President Thomas E. Dewey to resign, and allows Nazi-supported Speaker of the House, James Edward Stevenson, to be the quote-unquote President of the United States. Next part of the game takes place in Washington, D.C. Sometime later, you arrive in D.C., you become a member of the American Resistance. After your safe house in the area is compromised, and when I say compromised, a tank shoots it. I don't know if compromised is the right word. You free... This is so dumb. You go and free General George Donnelly, who's on trial for treason against the Stevenson administration, to aid in efforts against the Nazi regime. The resistance finally decides to assassinate President Stevenson and launches a full assault against the heavily fortified White House. You murder Stephen and the guards, pretty much everybody in the building, because as you're trying to leave, you blow up the White House for plot reason C or whatever. And you also find out that the Germans have been working on the atomic bomb the whole time. And, oh, by the way, they're hitting underneath the Tower of London, so Carson, you're going to need to hop a plane, I guess. Now, Now that you've caught your plane to London, you land on White Tower, making your way inside the Tower of London and into the underground German lab. You destroy two atomic bombs, but a British scientist who strikingly looks like Albert Einstein informs you that there's one fully operational bomb that has been moved onto a Zeppelin bound for New York City. The Zeppelin is docked with the Tower Bridge for last-minute repairs, giving you time to secretly board it. After the Zeppelin leaves London for its target, you fight your way through it to find the atomic bomb. You manage to find the bomb just as the American coastline becomes visible. With time running out, you rewire the bomb and arm it. Moments later, it explodes, killing you and the Zeppelin, but you've saved New York City. If you notice, it didn't take me long to get through the story. That's it. That's the whole game. In 3 hours, you can beat it. Or I hope so. Because I was not able to, because the final level would not load in for me on my disc whatsoever. Let's talk about everything wrong with this game. And I suppose before we really start with that, what made me curious about this was I thought about it the other day. I looked it up just to see, you know, if it was like on the Steam sale or whatever. But then I noticed all these scores giving it like 3s and 4s out of 10. And I'm like, well, it couldn't have been that bad, could it? But it was. None of the gun sights are lined up. The game's broken. Like I said, I had to reload a bunch of times because either the game wouldn't load in, I would fall through the world, and this isn't Spark's first game, by the way. You may remember them from an earlier DLC episode where we talked about Call of Duty Finest Hour. They made it, and it doesn't have 80% of these problems, so I really don't know what happened, unless the fact that maybe at the time, Activision, 4 years prior to Turning Point Fall of Liberty came out, maybe their quality control department was a lot better than Codemasters. I don't know. I have no idea. The game's broken. The story is broken. Obviously, this thing just goes left, right, and center. But, like, when you're in New York and right before you hop on the train, there's just some random guy in an alley. He says, oh, hey, Carson. Good to see you. The train's ready. Hop on in, bud. You got this. Not anybody. And you've met several characters. There's, like, a sergeant who's been with you for a while. Plenty of other people who could have told you that. The other thing is, when you go save the general, he's like, oh, Carson, good to see you. And that's a spot-on impression, by the way. That's a spot-on impression. It is a mouthful of gravel voice. And how would he know me? Your character, Dan Carson, he's just an iron worker. He's not, you know, Gun Jesus, or I guess apparently in this he is. Before I go back into bad things, I do want to give this game a little props. Environmental kills are pretty cool. Like, if you sneak up behind an enemy and they're like a near TV, or there's one part where like you're going through the White House, there's like a guy in a kitchen, you can, you know, beat him to death with a frying pan, put somebody's head through a TV, drown them in water. That's kind of cool. Too bad the rest of the game sucks and it takes away a lot from that. I got soft locked a lot in ADS, or aim down sights, where I couldn't quit aiming down the sights. Which, you know what you're thinking, Slade, you're playing an FPS. Aiming down sights, that's a good thing. No, it's not, because I couldn't shoot either. So I'm just walking around aiming. Oh, man. You have the random story bits. There's so much nonsense. Like, it's never even explained why you're blowing up the White House. Someone's going to have to rebuild it at some point. Doesn't make any sense. I also couldn't even complete this game because the last level wouldn't load correctly for me to go to the last part of the Zeppelin. My point in this is that if you have nostalgic goggles for a game, keep them on, kids, because my goodness, going back and visiting these things sometimes is not a good thing. And I had an idea for another one, and I saw its scores. They weren't good either. Oh, I do this to myself, don't I? Even though the game really sucked, I would say this was still a fun experience to go through. Just because there's not too much pressure in one of these kind of reviews to go back and look at a game. I had fun, though, even as shit as it was. And if you do like this kind of content, please let us know. You can find me everywhere at Slade Plays Games, except Instagram. That's at Slade's Life. You can find the Game Club Podcast over on Twitter at Game Club Pod. We also have a Discord you can join. If you'd like to ask me if the game is truly this bad, I'd be happy to tell you how awful it is. Thank you all very much for listening, and we will see you in the next episode.